Okay, I both say. The Pasuk in the first part of Mishpatim talks about the Eved who wants to go ahead and stick around for longer than 6 years. So, Im Omer Yomar Eved, O Hafti Es Adoni, I like my master, I'm Ishti Ves Bonai, O Eitei Chavshi. What does he do? What's Talach V'Gishva Adonu V'Elohim, Elohim? So, his master brings him over to the Beis Din, V'Gishva Adeles V'Amzuzah. And they do Baras Adonav as Azmar Marseya Avad al Olam. Special procedure. So Rashi asked the Kasha in the middle of the Rashi by the brackets. Rashi asked the Kasha, Rav Shimon Hoya Dorish Mikro Zekimin Tchomer Manishtanu Delis U Mezuzah Mikol Kelm Shabbayis. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, why did he pick the Delis, the door, and the Mezuzah, and the doorpost to go ahead and for there's a lot of kelim in the house. Why you pick those two to pierce his ear? Why is there a mitzvah for the nearest to go there as opposed to other places? Go to the refrigerator, go to the wall. I don't know, go to different places. Why over there? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Delis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like this, I have a problem. Here's the issue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Delis and Mezuzah, Shayu Edim, the Mitzrayim, that they were there in Mitzrayim, they were witnesses, Kishaposachti al Hamashkof, when I skipped over the Mashkof, the Alshtam Mezuzos, right? They saw it happen. They saw that, you know, they were front and center. They were Mamish witnesses in Mitzrayim. When I passed over the Mashkof and the Mezuzos with the diamond on it, therefore they weren't killed, right? And after that, because of that, I said because of that, Kilu Bnei Yisrael Avadim, Avadayhem, right? Kilu Bnei Yisrael Avadim. So HaKadosh Baruch at that time, because of that, said, Kai Yisrael are my Avadim, they're my servants. Avadayhem, Rosh is Avadayhem, V'Avadim, V'Avadim. They're my Avadim and not other Avadim. So this person went and he got his Adam for himself, his own Adam. I said that you guys are my Avadim. I passed over and the Mashkof and the Mezuzah saw it. So Lamaisa, so when, and I said, Avadayhem, you're my servants. He went in and got his own Adam. Yirza b'fneim. So since they were the witnesses, therefore Hashem says they should be nearest, they should have the ears pierced in front of them. So just one little thing about it seems, and there's what's happening. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, right? He has a tviyah, he's a taina against Klal Yisrael. What's the taina? You guys, you know, forget about who the Edom were, that's the Mashkof, but there's a taina against Klal Yisrael, against this person over here. What happened? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm your Avad, you're my Eved. Avadayhem, I'm your master. I saved you. I took care of you. And how can you do this? You went in and got someone else instead. So if you look at the Rosh Rabbos, it sounds like the real taina was, you're my servants. V'avadim la'avadim. You're not servants to servants. Not just not well. You're my servant, not his servant. Doesn't say v'avadim to someone else, right? What makes it a real big taina is you're not avadim to avadim. There's a pshat, it's not that, well, you know, you forgot who owns you. You know, you're my Eved. You're not someone else's Eved. You're my Eved. What are you doing? A chutzpah nara. I bought you. I made you my Eved. You're someone else's Eved. You forgot who owns you, who you have a servitude to. You're my Eved. That's not what it says, Rabbi Othai. So, avadim la'avadim. It's because the contrast, not because you got the wrong master. Not because, you know, I'm the master, not the other person. No. It's because I'm your master. And not the person you chose to be your master, who was an Eved himself. You want to become an Eved to an Eved. That's what you became. Besides, because you don't appreciate, you know, who I am and what a schus it means to be my Eved. You know, someone asked me recently, I forget who, somebody in the yeshiva asked me, you know, this is Avadim, the whole parsha Avadim, we're Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like, I don't want to be an Eved. I don't want to be an Eved as a slave. Right? An Eved, a slave, that's how you translate it. Servant, a slave, you know, I don't want to be an Eved. Both say it's not true, it's just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch is a tainu, you have to be margish, a certain amount of pride, that we are vadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not a vadim to an Eved, to someone else. As if the contrast is, you're my Eved. Not that you're not someone else's Eved, but you're not an Eved of someone who himself is an Eved. He's a low person, he's not a chashver person. Look at me, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're my Eved. So a person has to be margish, shuts it. We have to walk around with the feeling that we have a schus. It's like we're in the king's, the president's cabinet. We're his right-hand man. We're a minister in the cabinet. That's who we are. We're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not stop to serve someone, not to serve an Eved who's way down there. I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's way up here. That's a pride and a chashivas which we have to have, and it makes a tremendous difference, obviously, in different things. If a person walks around feeling, oh, yeah, I'm a slave, I'm a servant, I have to work all day long. Oh, it's become so hard, it's not so easy, it becomes such a tear, such a pain, such a hardship. But Pshat says, no, I'm an Evid, and I'm in the king's royal guard, so to speak. I'm his right-hand man. I'm one of his couple million right-hand men. Right? That's what I am, but I'm his Evid. I'm not a servant to a servant. This is such a low type thing. I'm a slave to someone who himself is a slave. The other guy, he's also a slave. Are you a servant to him? No, because you're a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to this person. Therefore, he gets his ears has to be pierced because he's not machshiv. Obviously, if he goes ahead and sells up as an Evid to someone else, it shows he's not machshiv who he's an Evid to. And the chashivas he has to his to that status that he has, which makes him an Evid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is especially unique. If he doesn't have, he gets his ears pierced. So that's important to Rabbos, that we have to margish it. If we don't margish, we'll be like this this Evid has to get nirsa. But it's a chashivas that we have, which we have to feel, and it'll help us, it'll be machayiv us, it'll inspire us to do more mitzvahs and make so much easier for us. Just an Eitz HaTovah. That's all. Eitz HaTovah Kamash Rabbosai. Be machshiv who you are. Don't be embarrassed. Don't think it's a gnai. It's a schus. It's a tremendous schus that we have. I am the king's Evid. I'm his servant. I don't know if I would use the word slave because that just brings negative connotations. I work for the boss. I work for the president. I'm his secretary of whatever state, or I don't know what is defense. I'm his person. I'm his Evid over there. It gives chashivas Rabbosai. And then we find later in the Mishpatim, it talks about the Amman, the Yasam, or Sanun. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, better be careful with them because I'm going to respond. And Shemo Eshmat Sakaso, and I'll get upset at you, I'll get angry, and I'll wipe you up the Charev, and the Sheikhim will have Manos, and the Bnechim Yisomim. Terrible tragedy. Hashem will take out, he'll be angry and take vengeance, take revenge against a person who's Ma'ana. Amman of Yassam. So Pashat is because Nebuch, Amman of Yassam, they have no family and they're bizarre, they're Nebuch, they're downtrodden. Contra Banabos is a different shot. It's not necessarily, maybe that's part of it also, but that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is like this. Anachem Einai, says Ramban. Ki Yomar, im ane sane oso, if you afflict him, if you give him a hard time, rak, right? Rak sok Yitzhak Eli, I will just go ahead He will go ahead and scream at me, cry to me, Bilvad. That's all he'll do. Miyad Eshmas HaKos, and I'll respond right away to his sucker, to his crying. He'll have instant response. And then Sarach Ladavar Acher Kal, he doesn't need anything else. Kiani Oshienu, because I will help him, I will save him. And come also Mimcha, and I'll take revenge from him for you. It'll be right away. Nothing else is simple. Simple deal. He'll come crying to me. And because of that, I'll respond to him and I'll take revenge on his behalf from you because of what you did. Why is this? Vatam. So not because of the fact that there's a greater tsar and it's harder, Nebuch, they feel more because they have no money, they have no family, not because of that. Rather, atam ki atog loches oso, neish ein lo moshia miyadcha. Usually a person, if someone's giving you a hard time to Amman and Yosem is because, they take advantage of the guy. He has no one to protect him. She has no husband. He has no father. So that's probably why you're doing it. I think that's what he means. Vinehu Nezer Yosem Mikodman. On the other hand, I think he means that he's being helped by me more than other people. Why? I'm going to help him more. Kishar Hanoshim Yitrichu Acharei Moshiim. Right? Because other people, they will, if they're bothered by someone, they'll go be matriach. They'll go try to find someone to help them. Shioshim, that will help them. Some other savior. V'acharei ozrim, v'acherim ozrim wouldn't come l'kmasam. I think it's called v'acherim. I think v'acherim ozrim wouldn't come l'kmasam. Other people help, help them out. Ulai go yo'iru, v'hatzelo yasiru. They might not help or not. V'zeb it's hakoso b'vad, nosha b'ashem, v'inkam imcha. But over here, this person, because he's just crying to me, he goes, comes to Hashem, and he'll be helped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take revenge from you. Kinokem Hashem Ubal Chema. So I think what it means, we find this, I think there's a Ramban or a Chaim, I think, in the Varam also, I think. Basically, I think what he's saying is because, not just because he's in greater pain, not because of that, that's not the pshat over here. That's because of the fact that because an average person, he has other people to go to. So Mela, he'll focus his bitachon, I guess you can say, his tefillah, his requests. He'll go to find someone who can help him. He has people around. She has a husband, he has a parent, he has a friend. They have they're involved in the social society, and therefore they have people, access to people, and therefore they go to them. So Hashem says, listen, you go to them, like the Shar Bitachon says, that if you put your bitachon in someone else, Hashem says, okay, listen, try them out. Hashem says, you know, okay, it's in their hands, no problem, I'm not going to get so involved. You want to come to me, you want me, even if you dive into me, but I guess it sounds like you require a lot more in Shachar Davar Acher. Other people need more. Maybe more Hishtadlus, maybe more Bitachon, maybe more Tefillah. It's not instantaneous by someone else, because they rely on someone else. So, like, what do you want from me? I'm not going to help you. But the Amana and the Yasum, because they have no one to go to, because they're almost like stuck, right? They're not going to go, there's no one to go to. So what happens? They naturally feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one about response or request rather to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me Hashem, I need to help, this guy's bothering me, this guy's bothering my son or myself, and I need your help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a full confidence and reliance and recognition of who's in charge and who you're supposed to ask. So Mele doesn't rely on anybody else. So that's tremendous chus, where Hashem says, if he relies on me, he comes to me and doesn't rely on someone else, I'm going to help him out. So that's tefillah, right? Tefillah that we have to go to. We're not Amaras, we're not Yisomim, but we have to acquire that their attribute. The attribute is they rely on Tona HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have no one else. So the Koach HaTefillah is successful, right, when a person goes ahead and relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we daven, Chazal say, the purpose of tefillah is to ingrain within ourselves that betochen, that realization, that recognition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge, and he's the one, and only he can answer our tefillos, and therefore I'm diving to him. I'm mechazik that yisod, that feeling I have towards him. So, and you see from here, that's the koach of success in tefillah. If a person wants to be answered in his tefillah shabbos, say nochat, it's another race of tova. You want to be successful in your tefillah, so you go ahead and mechazik and work and recognize that the person you're davening to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the only one who can help us. No one else can help us. It's all tied on him. He's the one to rely on. All your powerful friends and powerful places, even if you're Baruch Hashem, we're not Yisomim, and we have parents and we have spouses, it doesn't make a difference. They're not going to help us at all. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, and that's what we have to work on now. It's feel us, and that's what helps us. That's chus. Just like the Yasmin Amana, there's chus that they're answered right away with an extra. Whatever it means, more hishtadlus ha'isubi means, and more tfilos, you have to really work hard, because you're not really botachin, you're botachin your friends. You have a powerful guy, you have a very wealthy guy down the block who'll lend you some money, who'll help you out in times of service, so you rely on him. Okay, it might help, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give all so fast. Only once a person goes ahead and has that total reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then, like the Amana has, then your tfilos are answered instantaneously. That both has a tremendous chus, and we have to be machshiv and work on that.